4 years after approval of casino gambling in Massachusetts, the state's first gambling facility is about to open. Plain Ridge Park Casino is expected to draw thousands of visitors on its opening day later this month. The slot parlor is in the town of Plainville, right on the border of Rhode Island. There's a lot of excitement in the small town about the new attraction and the revenue it promises, but as WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, there's also some apprehension.
Downtown Plainville is just 3 miles from where the Plain Ridge Park Casino will open later this month, but it feels worlds apart. You see, Plain Ridge is in the northeast corner of the town where Route 495 and Route 1 intersect, some 5 miles south of Gillette Stadium. Downtown Plainville looks like a quiet New England town. There's a single-story building housing both the police and fire department across the street from the small town hall where Joe Fernandes works.
It's a middle class, in large part blue-collar working community. It has not grown dramatically over the last 20-some-odd years.
Fernandes is Plainville's town administrator and an early supporter of the slot parlor, largely for financial reasons. For the first 5 years, Plain Ridge will pay the town more than $4 million a year, more than 10% of its annual budget. Fernandes says most of that money will be put towards future projects, and says if all goes well, Plainville may never have to borrow money again.
Which is huge. I mean, if someone said, I'll pay your mortgage for the rest of your life, that obviously frees up money to do other things.
Much of the rest of the money is going to offset negative gambling impacts: police, fire, water, and sewer. Police Chief James Alfred has already hired 2 additional officers and plans to add a few more, but he is not expecting a major increase in crime, and suspects most of what increase there is will be at the slot parlor itself.
The odds are that, you know, something additional will happen. So if there's 3,000 people there as opposed to 100, obviously the odds are we'll have some types of incidents. But I think we're going to look at, see some larceny increases, and obviously some people that have had, some folks that have had too much to drink. We may see some fraudulent credit card use.
In conjunction with state police, the 2 new officers will help the department to maintain a permanent plainclothes presence at the casino. Chief Alfred says their job will be to patrol the gaming floor and its more than 1,200 slot machines. That's all you'll find at Plain Ridge. There are no table games here. That's the key difference between this location and the 3 resort casinos allowed under state law. But you will be allowed to play electronic table games here, complete with their own virtual dealer.
Blackjack, anyone?
The construction is not quite complete. The machines still need to be tested, the ceiling tiles installed, the carpets vacuumed. But Plain Ridge Park Casino General Manager Lance George says Penn National Gaming, which owns the site, has been able to meet a roughly 1-year construction timeline.
The coordination of this project, couple that with some off-site roadwork improvements when MassDOT is involved, though all timelines are aggressive, this one was more aggressive than many we've dealt with as a company.
George says the goal is to minimize the negative impact on this community of just 8,000 residents. Having Plain Ridge right next to the highway helps. Out-of-town visitors won't have to go down smaller residential streets to get to the casino.
I think our location is ideal. We are, a tenth of a mile off of the 495 exit, so it's not as if there'll be a tremendous amount of increased traffic driving through the streets of Plainville. The majority of our business will come directly off of 495 and won't impact the community at all.
That may be why the casino has enjoyed such strong support from Plainville residents. 76% of voters backed the project in a townwide referendum in 2013, but that's not to say there hasn't been opposition. Marianne Grenier led the organization No Plainville Racino. She calls the gambling revenue set aside for the town and the state a mirage, something that will never fully materialize.
My fear is already we have people who are spending the money that's coming in before it's gotten here.
Grenier says casino revenue will be a boon for a few years, but asks what happens when there are 3 full resort casinos in Massachusetts. She says when that happens, Plain Ridge will be drawing more and more of its revenue just from people in the local community. She worries the town will become a haven for payday lenders, crime, and prostitution. Worries so much, in fact, that she's moving to Littleton and plans to put her house in Plainville up for sale next month.
I don't want to live in a town that garners a good deal of its revenue, so-called revenue, from what I think of as picking the pockets of the residents.
But Grenier praises town leaders for the approach they've taken to the casino revenue. Nearly all non-property tax payments from Plainridge will go into a special fund and cannot be used to balance the town's budget except in extreme cases. That way, if casino revenues fall off a cliff, the town is still protected from becoming over-reliant on Plainridge. For most residents, their support for Plainridge seems to be more tacit. They see the casino as a net positive for the community, but they're not counting down the days until it opens. Del Brown owns an auto body shop downtown. He welcomes the casino, but says it won't change his life or his business dramatically. He says it's just an example of inevitable change that comes to every community sooner or later.
It's a whole different new generation coming in. You can't stay back in the 50s and expect to have the 20th century good stuff. It just doesn't work.
The Plainridge Park Casino will hold a by-invitation-only soft opening Monday, June 22nd, but it won't open its doors to the public until the following Wednesday at or around noon. After that, its owners say the casino will be open 24/7 for the rest of its life. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.